Today, the United States declared Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. The designation is the first time that America has designated a part of another country's government as terrorist. To explain the implications, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by Dr. Abbas Milani, Director of Iranian Studies at the Stanford and Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. Let's start off with a little bit of background. What is the Revolutionary Guard?
The Revolutionary Guard is a military branch of the Iranian regime that was created right after the revolution. It was essentially intended to keep the traditional military that the clergy thought to be potentially royalist at bay. Gradually, they increased the budget of the Revolutionary Guards and decreased the budget of the traditional military. The Revolutionary Guards are now a juggernaut, both in terms of military, in terms of intelligence, and in terms of the economy. They have morphed into a mega economic entity that participates in every aspect of the Iranian economy and, by some accounts, controls about 40% of the entire economy.
Wow. And now it's been declared a foreign terrorist organization. What's the U.S. rationale for President Trump's designation?
Well, there is a part of the IRGC, or the Revolutionary Guards, called the Quds Brigade. This is the group that has been involved in the regime's regional shenanigans in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Yemen. They've been involved in some terror activities against Iranian dissidents in Europe. And I think that was initially the impetus for this designation. But as you indicated, this is the first time that a virtual branch of the country's military has been declared a foreign terrorist organization. Most of the economic units and corporations connected to the IRGC or the Revolutionary Guards were already on the banned list. So in practical terms, I'm not sure what this is going to entail, but it certainly ratchets up the rhetoric between Iran, because Iran has now threatened to declare parts of the U.S. military as a terrorist organization. There's talk about passing a resolution in the parliament almost as we speak, and whether that is going to translate into a potential conflict or confrontation between U.S. forces and Iran, which could easily then morph into something far more dangerous, I think remains to be seen.
We'll look forward to following that with you. Thanks so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Abbas Milani, Director of Iranian Studies at Stanford and Research Fellow at the Hoover Institution.